you don't stack and then keep going.
All right, folks, we'll call the November monthly meeting of the Steuben County Legislature to order. And I'd ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Here.
Mrs. Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Mann.
Here.
Mr.
Morton. Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Here.
Mrs. Lando.
Here.
Mr. Mayo.
Here.
Mr. Mullen.
Here.
Mr. Mullen.
Here.
Mr. Nicholas.
Here.
Mr. Potter.
Here.
Mr. Roush.
Here.
Mr. Ryan.
Here.
Here.
Mr. Swackman.
Here.
Mr. Van
Here.
Mr. Here. All right, we have a quorum. Would Mr. Swackhammer lead us in the invocation, and Mr. Mayo with the pledge?
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, first of all, we thank you for this United States of America and the freedoms that we have. We do thank for those. Thank you for those. We thank of those who are traveling, college students, families that will be traveling. Please be with them, guide and direct them. Be with us as we go through this business. Your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hard to tell, right?
If any members of the public on the call would like to speak regarding today's meeting, please unmute yourself and go ahead and speak.
All right. Move on to public hearing, local law number 2.
Notice is hereby given that the Steuben County Legislature will hold a public hearing at the legislative chambers in the Steuben County Annex Building on the 21st day of October 2020 at 10 a.m. at local law tentatively number 2 for the year 2020.
This is also.
Anybody has anybody wishes to speak?
We had no written
comments
received. Did public want to speak
for this?
All right, we'll declare the public hearing closed. Now to the second public hearing.
Notice of public hearing, the Steuben County Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan. Notice is hereby given that the Steuben County Legislature will conduct a public hearing on Monday, November 23rd, 2020 at 10 a.m. in the legislative chambers in the Steuben County Annex Building to discuss the Steuben County Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan. All citizens are invited to attend and be heard.
Would like to speak on this matter? If not, we'll declare the public hearing closed. Moving on, we have to skip with the adoption of the minutes because they're not ready yet. Reports of standing committees. Reports of special committees. County officers have anything? And no announcements. It was a pretty quiet meeting so far.
So far.
Get better. All right, we'll move on to the general orders of the day and would ask the clerk to please read resolution 1.
Introduced
by Mr. Stackhammer. Brandon, your mic isn't.
It's not on.
It's
Did the wires come? Did it come undone underneath?
Can't get one close.
A zip tie?
Oh, hey, you can use this one.
All right. Good thing we're getting new microphones. Oh, you're not getting a new microphone.
No. Yes.
I have to take one of the old ones.
Okay. Testing. Is that better?
Yes.
Yes.
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Matters pertaining to county real property tax sales, corrections of assessments, property taxes, and other real property acquisitions and dispositions.
Second.
Questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
All right. Resolution one is carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 2?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Receiving and accepting the November 23rd, 2020 communications log is prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Second.
Any questions or comments, Mr. Malter?
Yes, the Bright House or Bright Hill Solar LLC. This was referred to the Finance Committee. I haven't seen what the payment in lieu of taxes are. Does anybody have the information on that?
Don't know if you can get it.
Anything else? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 3?
Introduced by Mr. Shue. Presenting local law tentatively number 3 for the year 2020. Amending the Steuben County Charter, establishing the term limits of county legislators at 5 successive full terms.
Second.
Second.
Any comments on this? This is just for presentation.
Yes, acclamation. Yep.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Gary Roush. I'm very much in favor of term limits. I think it's a really good idea. But it should be 2 or 3 terms at the most. 5 terms or 20 years is a career. That's not really, that defeats the purpose of term limits. So I will vote against this.
Hannah?
Yeah, I don't understand why we're doing this. I have somewhat of an understanding. I guess the rationale is I think that's going to work both ways. I think we need more change. The legislatures, I think, is good for our districts. As far as experience, I see some of that, but I don't think it's that critical. I think any new legislator within a year should be able to chair any committee here. And I think if we keep changing and turning over, I think we're going to get better questions, more questions, and I think it's better for our districts.
Ms. Lando.
I agree with Legislator Hannah.
Mr. Mullen.
I do as well.
Mr. Nichols.
Every 4 years we have a term limit. You don't win the election, you're off.
So Mayo.
I agree with Mr. Nichols. I think people should be able to have the representative, whomever it is they want, or whoever it is they want to have. And I think term limits are, in that respect, anti-democratic.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
I think that term limits are, they're not necessarily a bad idea. I feel like the position that I put myself in, and by running against a long-term county employee and a long-term legislator, proves that it doesn't matter how many terms that you've served. When the time is ready for change, the people will vote for change. And I'm living proof of that.
Anyone else? Okay, so this time, this is just by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Raise your hands, please. So we have five opposed with Mr. Rausch.
Mullen, Ryan, Lando, and Rausch.
All right, thank you. That one's passed for now. Would the clerk please read Resolution 4?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu. Final adoption of local law tentatively number 2 for the year 2020 relative to the residency requirement for the Steuben County Planning Director.
Second. Any questions on this or comments, Mr. Mullen?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, like I did before, nothing personal on this. I just think that our department head Dan or deputy should be in county. I'm going to vote against.
Mr. Mayo?
It occurs to me that when we set up the qualifications for this position, there was some rationale for having a person who had this position to live in the county. And whether that be because of, you know, physical proximity, or whether that be because the person who we have in this developmental position should have a stake in the county beyond getting a paycheck from it. I don't see that there's any real big need to change that. I know recently, personally, people have gotten positions like this in other places and they had to move. I think also doing it, I think, as I said before, on an ad hoc basis, well, this job we don't change, this one we still have to have it. I just think it either needs to be all one or all the other. I'm opposed to this as well, unless we can come up with a rationale why this specific job has to be treated differently than any other job we have the residency requirement for.
Anyone else? Mr. Hanna.
Yeah, I guess I have the same question. Why are you making an exception? And if we are making an exception, I think Gary Swaghammer asked about this before. Are there other ones that Jack would prefer that we make exceptions on? Is there a certain level of responsibility that Jack feels more comfortable that he doesn't have to deal with the residency requirement? Or is it just, we had a commissioner of finance that came in the county and bought a property. So is it a certain level of management, Jack?
Well, the first question would be under state law, and Jen reviews, is that person required to be a resident? So that would be number one. If they are, then you don't even go to number 2, you're done. And Commissioner of Finance was one of those, that there was no option for you folks to waive the residency. We do have cases where we do have the legislature, maybe not this board, but previous boards have waived residency for other department heads and other staff. To me, you look at essentially some of the things that were mentioned about response times and things like that. Certainly for an emergency services kind of thing, you want that person very close. The individual in question, you know, lives not that far over the border, has great expertise, no problem getting back and forth from work, has an investment, is dedicated to the success of the county. So, this one I don't have any concerns with there, but there are some that number one, wouldn't cross the legal hurdle under state law about it. Number two, it would just make much more sense. So I think, and I mentioned it at AIP or admin when it was discussed, was, the preference is certainly for a resident of the county. But in cases like this where you have an incumbent who is very, very talented and, makes sense, I certainly personally think it's a good idea for what it's worth.
So make an exception based on the talent?
Well, make an exception based on the circumstances. So if, obviously it would be better for or more preferential for an individual to be a resident of the county. But to me, personally looking at, you know, based on their qualifications and others, you know, I wouldn't say it would be disqualifying, at least in my view, in reviewing it and passing it along to you folks.
Well, I certainly don't disagree with your selection. I think you very well qualify. My question is, are other levels we should be doing the same thing at? You're saying it's circumstance.
Yeah, I would say a lot of it is circumstance. I mean, the ideal thing is, you know, all the candidates, when, you know, if we do a canvas, if we put it out, and most jobs we do, this one, you know, and we've done this in the past where there's, especially in a small department, where there's someone who is, you know, kind of viewed as the incumbent, really is the second person in charge. You know, in some of those cases, we haven't done canvassing and interviews. Now, certainly when we canvass and interview, you know, residency is very, very strongly preferred.
I think the other, so in my personal opinion, I think residency is an old topic. It was neat throughout up until the 90s, but we are a much more transient, you know, set of people now. I traveled for 5 years before I went to Corning to work. I traveled for 5 years to Ithaca every day. 3 years after that, I traveled to Westfield, PA for 3 years every day. If they had told me I had to move there in order to get the job, I wouldn't have taken it. So I think the residency restriction in our organization, you can actually limit the available talent that you could get. People might not want to move from where they grew up in, or they have a family farm or some other reason. And so I think you end up limiting yourself if you say they have to live in the county in order to do their job. And we make an exception here because we have an exceptional candidate. And so I think that's why it's important that we remove this restriction. Anybody else? Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Just for this one case?
Yes.
For the one position.
So this would carry on. I mean, obviously it's being brought about because the candidate in mind resides in Ontario County, but this would stay with the position. So the planning director, you know, if we hired again in the future years from now, recruitment could be. And we do that not just for department head positions, but in civil service law, there are many positions that you don't have to be a county resident to have. Most of them, you have to be in the contiguous counties. So you can't be from Albany County and work down here, but you have to be in the contiguous county. So it's not a unique situation that we have. Okay. And it could be revoked, Jen just said, in the future as well.
Being a local law, you always have the right to revoke your local laws. So you could revoke it in the future.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
I just want to say that I've worked closely with this person for an economic development study that's going on in the Village of Bath. And I personally don't find his not being a resident of Steuben County any kind of issue. He is dedicated to the county. He's dedicated to his job. And he's been an absolute pleasure to work with. So I think that if he's just over the border, it would be a shame to lose him just for that purpose.
Mr. Mullen.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that this does, I still don't want this to change, but this does seem like a type of job that there could be more flexibility with. But I have sort of a larger concern that stems at least back to when Doug Rapoli came in. And a public workshop is one that, in my mind, somebody should be here to be able to get more, you know, on the ground when something happens with a road problem or something else, and be able to look at it. And, you know, and the comment at that time was, well, you know, it's in Yates County, so it's close to a lot of the county, but it's not close to places like West Union as well. And I think that, I guess, I'd like to see some sort of criteria that we develop on when does proximity matter, because my belief is that, you know, we have someone who looks like a good candidate, and so we bring it up to waive the requirement. I remember at that time that it was discussed that, you know, it'd be okay for the deputy, but not the commissioner. But to me, the deputy commissioner is probably on the ground more than the commissioner. And so I think we should take a look at what are the criteria that matter with respect to this if we're going to have.
I think that's fair, but I would also point out if Mr. Rapley lived in Wayland, he would be an hour from Caton. So just because he lives within the county doesn't mean that he's right on the job.
I agree.
It's still a huge, we are a huge county as far as immediacy for doing certain jobs. Now, yes, I think 911 director, sheriff's elected, he has to be here. But some of those where they're emergency related and quick response, it's important to have them. We kind of have them all central anyways, but I mean, we're a big county. Mr. Mayo.
Is there a rationale for accepting bordering counties of Pennsylvania? Because it says it has to be in the state of New York in a bordering county.
That's a civil service. You have to be a resident of New York State. And if Mr. Mullen, if you guys wanted to undertake that project, I think the starting point would be I'd have to give you a list of ones that you could even do that to, because there are, I don't know, say 8 department heads that you cannot change the residency requirement on, no matter what, under state law. So we could work on that if you decided to go down that path.
Did you have something, Mr. Mulder? No? All right. Okay, anyone else? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo. No. Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen. No. Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
No.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
No.
Mr. Horton.
No.
Resolution carries.
All right. Resolution is carried. Will the clerk please read Resolution 5?
Introduced by Mrs. Ferratella and Mr. Swackhammer. Accepting and appropriating the Benefit Enrollment Center funding.
Second.
Any questions or comments? If not, the clerk please call the roll.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Resolution 5 is carried. Will the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols and Mr. Swackhammer. Appropriating revenue into the upgrade refueling station capital project account.
Second.
Any comments or questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Resolution 6 is passed. Will the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu and Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing distribution of semi-annual mortgage tax receipts.
Second.
Where do I start? Anyone comments or questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Resolution 7 is carried. Will the clerk please read Resolution 8?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols. Authorizing the Commissioner of Public Works to accept a donation.
Second.
Second. Questions or comments? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Rausch?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Feritella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo? Yes. Mr. Malter?
Yes.
Resolution 8 has carried. Will the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Introduced by Mrs. Feritella and Mr. Swackhammer. Appropriating additional DSRIP funds into the Delivery System Reforms Capital Project.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Not. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Rausch?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Feritella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo? Yes. Mr. Malter?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Resolution 9 has carried. Clerk, please read Resolution 10.
Introduced by Mr. Malter. Authorizing an intermunicipal agreement with Allegheny County for interoperable communications.
Second.
Mr. Mullen.
I just wondering, I saw that we are responsible for the cost on this, and I was wondering where estimated cost is and whether it's grant funded.
It is grant funded.
Tim's on.
Hey, Tim, you there? So it is grant funded under the interoperable communications grants. Let me text him.
Here he comes.
No, I'm on.
Okay, did you hear the question?
It is grant funded, and any cost associated with it will come from grant funding.
What was the amount of the cost?
Right now, there is no cost. The only connection is the fiber optic connection. I think that was $76,000 paid to STN from federal grant fund.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Thank you, Tim. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Rausch?
Yes.
Muted. Mr. Rausch.
He's muted, Brenda.
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Feritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo. Mr. Malter?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Resolution 10 has carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 11?
Introduced by Mr. Malter, adopting the Steuben County Hazard Mitigation Plan.
Second.
Any questions? No. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Rausch?
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Feritella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo? Yes. Mr. Malter?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes. Yes.
Resolution 11 is carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 12?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten, filling a vacancy on the Steuben County Ethics Board.
Second.
Questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
I think that's an acclamation.
I'm sorry, it is. Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resolution 13.
Introduced by Mr. Shue, increasing the health insurance copay for county legislators.
Second.
Mr. Ryan.
Does this apply to all part-time workers? Just
This is just for legislators.
What's the objective of how many people will this affect?
Anyone that gets health insurance now, it would affect because it increases the copay back up to 30%.
The objective was to save some money?
No. Yeah. The original objective was to try to get parity across all of the legislators on what the total compensation packages were. That's tough to do because everybody has a right to select what they need for a benefit as far as health insurance. And they're very different in the expenses of a single plan versus a family plan. But we actually implemented this 30% years ago.
2005?
10, I think.
10.
And it took 3 years to increment 5% each year up to the 30%. And it wrote it out for the years up until 2019 when it was changed for 2020 to drop back to 14%, which is what the bargaining units are paying. Mr. Mulder.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to table this and send back to the administration committee for further review.
I'll second.
No discussion.
Discussion again, motion to table.
Discussion on a motion to table.
No discussion.
All right, please call the roll.
Mr. Ryan.
This is on the
motion to table. This is the vote on the motion to table. Yes? Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
No.
Mrs. Ferratella.
No.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
No.
Ms. Latimer.
No.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
No.
Motion to table carries.
All right. Moving on to resolution 14. The clerk, please read it.
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer, authorizing the Commissioner of Finance to execute a real property easement with Canisteo Wind Energy.
Second.
Questions or comments? Now, the clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen. Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Resolution 14 is carried. Would the clerk please read resolution 15?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols, authorizing the attachment of any New York State DEC environmental restrictions to the deed of the New Bath landfill property.
Second.
Questions or comments? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Resolution 15 is passed. Clerk, please read resolution 16.
Introduced by Mr. Shue, directing the addition of omitted taxes and or prorated omitted taxes on exempt parcels.
Second.
Questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo. Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Resolution 16 is carried. The clerk, please read Resolution 17.
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, directing the levy of returned unpaid school taxes for the year 2020.
Second.
Any questions? The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo. Mr. Malter,
yes.
Mr. Mullen, yes. Mr. Nichols,
yes.
Mr. Potter,
yes. Yes.
Mr. Roush,
yes. Yes.
Mr. Ryan,
yes.
Mr. Hsu,
yes.
Mr. Swackhammer,
yes.
Mr. McCastle,
yes.
Resolution 17 is carried. The clerk, please read Resolution 18.
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, directing the levy of returned unpaid village taxes for the year 2020.
Second.
Questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes. Yeah.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes. Resolution 18 is carried. Clerk, please read Resolution 19.
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, adopting the table of equalization rates for fiscal year 2021.
Second.
Second.
Any questions? The clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen. Yes. Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Resolution 19 is carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 20?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, filing the report of county equalization for the year 2021.
Questions? The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
All right. Resolution 20 is carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 21?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, directing the director of the Real Property Tax Service Agency to add penalty taxes on converted forest land parcels.
Second.
Questions? Mr. Swackhammer.
Can you refresh my memory on this? Do they get total exemption and why?
This is a penalty if they change while under the exemption. So that, like, forestry is 10 years. An exemption.
Okay, that's right. Yeah.
So all
right.
Year eight, they decide to have their place logged. They have to recoup all those.
Right.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Thank you.
Any other questions? The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Resolution 21 is carried. Clerk, please read Resolution 22.
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, directing the director of the Real Property Tax Service Agency to add penalty taxes on converted agricultural land parcels.
Second.
Questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Resolution 22 is carried. We have
two matters for executive session, one a pending claim and a discussion on all pending litigation.
Okay. Motion to go into executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are in executive session.